Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, December 30th. Running late here today. It's almost closing time. Corn's down 2 1/4. Beans are up a dime. Wheat's steady. It's actually come back a nickel off the lows. We've got the dollar down 15. It's at the lowest levels it's been at in a while out here. Beans are strong, as the Chinese said that they would take a couple of different varieties of GMO beans. So that kind of spurred the beans on. The export sales this morning were kind of light. It was just around 900 and change for the beans. Corn came in at 408, which was light, and the wheat came in at 312, which was light. So there's been some pressure on the corn and wheat here this morning. And I still believe when it's all said and done, the Chinese are going to want our beans, they're going to want our corn, and maybe even some wheat out here. But the weather continues to be really good around Chicago. We were 60 degrees yesterday, but we've got the storms out wet. I don't think west, I think it's going to have minimal impact on the wheat. South American crops look like they're in good shape. But the bean oil continues to make new contract highs here. We did it past the last Friday of the month. So this all looks pretty positive in here. The meal's higher. So again, that's all higher. Funds are still heavily short corn and beans. So I think there's more upside potential out here. We'll see if there's any announcements. We've got regular hours tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. But, you know, this market is subject to any tweets or comments either from the Chinese or President Trump. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.